Jim, this one was no surprise to you, was it?
It was just a surprise as to exactly where it hit. If I'd had some bird or whale or other animal information or changes in springs, changes in the magnetic field, that pins down the place. The timing is helped with the high gravity forces from the sun and moon.
Mm-hmm.
Not the other planets or stars.
Not them. Yeah.
Physical forces that cause the ocean tides and also cause a tide in the solid Earth. And during a time of a full moon, when the moon is close to the Earth, the radius is about 3 feet greater of the Earth. And that affects the pore pressure at depth and can often trigger landslides and earthquakes.
The aftershocks were bigger than most earthquakes, Jim.
Yes, it's typical that you would get aftershocks to within a magnitude or so of the main shock.
Well, this particular one, 7.9, is darn big. It may be the biggest since the Sumatra quake, huh?
Solomon Islands had an 8.1 on April 1st.
Okay. But it's in there. I mean, 7.9 is big. Oh. That's bigger than Northridge, right?
Oh, quite.
Yeah.
And this one I heard lasted for 2 minutes, and that could easily be an 8. I wouldn't be surprised if they upgrade it to an 8. In fact, on the Red Puma report on earthquakes, they do call it an 8.0.
What's going on with the planet, Jim?
Well, we're having not as many 7 pluses as normal. We usually get about 16 of those per year. And last year we only had 11, and the year before it was 11.
Uh-huh.
And when we had the World Series quake in 89, there were only 6 major quakes that whole year.
The one you predicted.
Yeah. Now let me tell you about Peru. Lots of interesting things there. I went down in 1994 to see a total eclipse of the sun in Peru. And I was quite amazed when we came back from the eclipse and we were on the bus and about to head for Machu Picchu, the sacred valley of the Incas. And we stopped at the lodge, and before we got out, our Peruvian guide said, "I'm so glad you were able to see our eclipse. We in Peru have a tradition. We watch the eclipse, and then we wait for the earthquake." And I said, it caught me by surprise, and I raised my video camera. I said, "Would you say that again for my camera, please?" And I talked to her for about 10 minutes, and Incas have known about it for hundreds of years. There is a relationship between the gravitational forces of sun and moon, and a perfect syzygy is an eclipse. And that's how I start predicting my quakes. And so my seismic window is still wide open from the 11th to the 18th of August. And, of course, we had that rather unusual quake in Hawaii.
Right.
And there was a 4.4 off the coast of Oregon, which satisfies my Oregon-Washington prediction. And the 4.6 in Los Angeles was just 2 days late, so I get 80% for a hit there, being 2 days off.